Hey, this is Dan Ospa of the Discovery Channel team, back here at the Tour de France at a jubilant finish line up on St. Laurent-sur-Mont Friday day, where George Hincapie has won the stage in incredible fashion. Well, today's 15th stage of the Tour de France ended up being just what we thought it would be, one of the hardest stages in the race, and it came to just a perfect ending for the team, one that we almost could never have envisioned, with George Hincapie, the ultimate teammate, one of the great guys in cycling, one of the great guys on our team for years and years, winning the hardest stage of the race, winning a mountain top finish. Today was just phenomenal. The team was ecstatic. The joy and celebration around George after the stage was incredible. George admitted that in the team bus there was no real plan to go away in a break, but he thought, because the race was pretty hard in the beginning, that if he went away early and had about 10 or 12 guys and they were able to maybe get about a 10-minute lead, they would eventually be caught, and then he'd be able to be up the road and help Lance on the final climb and perhaps pace him up the climb for at least half of it. When it was clear the break would stay away and then even gained 18 minutes at one point, it was George's race to win or lose, and he rode just a spectacular race, basically sat on the wheels of everybody else, didn't do a whole lot of work, and then finally there were two riders, and at the very end, again, in a real steep uphill finish, he waited until inside the last kilometer, came around for a sprint, kind of held his head in disbelief. He's the first rider on this team, other than Lance, to actually win an individual stage at the Tour. And Lance actually said it was actually quite surreal to be climbing on this road and hearing his radio, Dirk Vermeul, talking to George about trying to win the race. And then George even winning, and Lance having five more minutes to climb up the road. He admitted it was just a real surreal moment, and obviously one he's never experienced here at the Tour before. And again, this is just an incredible day for the team, a dream scenario to have George win, the guy who's been sacrificed himself and all his chances here at the Tour and other races all year long and all career long for this team. It's just a thrill for everybody. With George's break up the road, Lance basically rode in front with the leaders again, and it ended up being him, Basso, and Ulrich, once again the leaders of the race, climbing together, and then finally it was just Lance and Basso and Lance on the last climb. They both finished together 6th and 7th in the stage, about 5 minutes back of George. The move by Basso actually puts him now in second place overall, 2:46 back of Lance, and pushed Michael Rasmussen back to third. As expected, today's crowds were just enormous. They were the loudest and the craziest and the nuttiest of the entire Tour. And as you can see, when George and Oscar Pereira were climbing that last part of the race, they barely saw the road in front of them. I don't even know how they got up. They probably were trying to find the white line in the middle of the road that kind of guided them up there until finally the barricade showed up. But there were crazy Basques out there. There were Frenchmen. I mean, everybody was represented. It was just an absolutely wild scene at the top. And, of course, if you're watching television, you probably saw the one fan who ran alongside the guys for a while was actually run over by a TV cameraman. So, I mean, crazy stuff. It was just an absolute bedlam on the hill, and the crowd is now filing down the mountain. They're probably going to be going down in their cars for the next 4, 5, 6 hours. So join us again tomorrow as the Tour reaches its second and very well-deserved rest day. And we'll try to answer some more of those quirky questions about the oddities of the Tour de France. So for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.